How did the film festival come about?
Well, we had wanted to have a film festival for a really long time. We actually met each other at the Fargo Theater in North Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Projectionist there as a teenager, as like college students.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of just always talked about doing this sort of stuff and wanted to. And then we finally just kind of were like, we're never going to do it if we don't just do it. And, you know, it's all about sort of like underground and like low budget. And so we were like, it's okay for us to be underground and for us to have a low budget too, you know?
Yeah.
And
we wanted to set out to do something that like even somebody who doesn't go to film festivals, they actually want to come. It's a nice mix of like art and entertainment. And yeah, 4 years later, we're doing pretty good.
Oh, wow. So underground and low budget. And you mentioned like your audience is like not necessarily, it's not just limited to people who would go to film festivals.
Yeah, there's a lot of like people who definitely have never been to a film festival who come to our festival. It's like a younger crowd in general. We like to pick also entertaining films. Even though there are like experimental things in there, we don't like theme our sessions. So there's always like something in a session that somebody's going to really take home with them, we think.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind of person you are, you know.
And you mentioned like sort of underground and low budget films. Is it sort of like raising up like underrepresented or like people from marginalized backgrounds? Is there any element of that?
Yeah. So the whole like meaning of the unknown is definitely like, you know, filmmakers who are just like, you know, emerging and up and coming for sure. Like people just don't know them. Also things that are psychologically weird. But then the third thing is definitely to just like try to uplift any voice that needs to be uplifted, whether that is like women, people of color. I mean, we do choose the movies in general on like just how good they are.
Yeah.
So it's
hard work.
Female filmmakers is the focus of ours, but we don't really have to work very hard to do it because at least 50% of our filmmakers are female every year, and it's the same percentages with people of color and the queer community.
Exactly. It's like everybody is out there making great work. So if anybody's getting ignored, then there's something wrong.
One of our judging requirements, or not really a requirement, but something we do keep in mind, is films that have gotten into a bunch of film festivals. We usually skew away from those,
right?
You know, big ones. And we try to find people that haven't been screened a lot of places, definitely deserve to be screened a lot of places, but just for whatever reason aren't. And so we're trying to lift those people up.